Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, across Israel, the skies are clear and the temperature is mild as we head into the night. In Tel Aviv, it's a pleasant evening for a stroll. In Jerusalem, the air is crisp, perfect for an evening out. Over in Haifa, it's a calm night with gentle breezes. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah is using low-cost FPV drones made in Lebanon to attack IDF forces and northern Israel. These drones allow for precise strikes at a low cost, according to a report from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, the IDF destroyed a 30-meter-long Hezbollah tunnel in southern Lebanon. This tunnel contained dozens of explosive devices and anti-tank missiles, as reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, Barack Obama criticized Netanyahu's policies towards Iran, suggesting that they prompted armed confrontation. He shared these views in an interview with The New Yorker, reported by Mariv this afternoon. Separately, the Iron Dome intercepted an Iranian missile over UAE. This marks the system's first operational use in a foreign nation, as reported by I-24 News just under an hour ago. And finally, the NYPD is searching for four suspects involved in an anti-Semitic graffiti spree targeting synagogues and homes in Queens. This act of vandalism is absolutely unacceptable, according to New York City Council member Phil Wong. The story comes from JNS just in the last half hour. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens shared just a few hours ago about a tragic car ramming attack in Leipzig, Germany, resulting in 2 deaths and 8 injuries. I24N EWS English posted earlier today that 3 Indian nationals were moderately injured after an Iranian drone strike at a Fujairah oil facility in the UAE. Ariel Oseran reported earlier today that missile sirens sounded again in the UAE due to ongoing Iranian attacks, highlighting the instability in the region. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's use of FPV drones, this new strategy represents a shift in their tactics against Israel. The Ynet report details how these drones are both affordable and capable of precise attacks, increasing the threat to IDF forces and civilians in northern Israel. The implications for regional security are significant, as it places additional pressure on Israeli defense systems. Turning to the destruction of the Hezbollah tunnel, the Jerusalem Post highlights the IDF's efforts to dismantle threats along the border with Lebanon. The tunnel, filled with explosives and weapons, underscores the ongoing tensions in the region. Its destruction is a significant blow to Hezbollah's operational capabilities. Meanwhile, in the New Yorker interview, Barack Obama reflects on past U.S. and Israeli policies towards Iran. He questions whether the current escalation benefits Israel, suggesting that diplomatic solutions might have been more effective. This insight comes as international focus sharpens on Iran's regional ambitions. In related news, I-24 News reports the Iron Dome's first interception over the UAE. This demonstrates the system's adaptability and the growing Iranian threat in the Gulf region. The successful interception could bolster defense collaborations between Israel and its allies. And in New York, the JNS reports community leaders and law enforcement are taking the anti-Semitic vandalism seriously, with increased patrols and community outreach efforts. This incident highlights the ongoing challenge of combating hatred and ensuring community safety. On the economic front, first, Air Doctors HR Director Shachar Eini Nachmani discusses maintaining operations under security threats. As reported by CTEC, the company focuses on resilience beyond perks to tackle employee burnout. Separately, Mariv Business reports that the Ministry of Economy and Industry has halted the sale of a popular grilling product due to exposure to hazardous chemicals. This move aims to protect consumer safety and public health. And finally, Israeli startup Bridgewise partners with Elon Musk's X to provide its SentimentWise service globally. As Globes reports, this collaboration offers investors insights from billions of online conversations, enhancing market analysis capabilities. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.